In this bulletin, Victoria's overall COVID-19 case numbers continue to fall. Voters in the Northern Territory casting their ballots on Election Day. And in the AFL, Carlton celebrates a 33-point win over the Gold Coast. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria's overall COVID-19 case numbers continue to fall. The state recorded 182 new cases and another 13 deaths. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the downward trend in overall case numbers is promising.
It's great to see 2 days in a row under 200. Certainly we're trending down. That is showing up in the stabilisation in our hospital figures as well. We've got a decrease in the hospitalised number of patients, a decrease in the number in ICU and even ventilated. So the overall trend is positive. Next week, if we carry on like this, we'll see numbers below 150.
New restrictions have been imposed on gatherings at homes and in the outdoors in southeast Queensland. It follows the detection of another 9 cases of COVID-19, with 6 of them linked to the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre cluster. The Wacol facility was put in lockdown after a 77-year-old supervisor tested positive on Thursday. Gatherings at homes and outdoors are now limited to 10 people across the greater Brisbane area. This includes Brisbane, Logan, Scenic Rim, the Lockyer Valley, Somerset, Moreton, Redlands and Ipswich. Ipswich Mayor Theresa Harding says anyone with symptoms should get tested as soon as possible.
Now's not the time to panic, but now's the time to be really vigilant. We have an invisible enemy in our community, and we need to all band together to make sure that we stop COVID in its tracks here in Ipswich.
A second security guard who worked at a Sydney quarantine hotel has tested positive for COVID-19. New South Wales Health says the guard did shifts at the Marriott Hotel at Circular Quay. His diagnosis comes days after a guard who worked at the same hotel tested positive. New South Wales had a total of 9 new cases. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he hopes the coronavirus crisis can be over in less than 2 years. Mr. Ghebreyesus says he hopes international efforts can eliminate the virus faster than the Spanish flu, which took 2 years to end. More than 22.8 million people have been infected by the coronavirus globally, with 790,000 dead.
Of course, with more connectedness, the virus has better chance of spreading. It can move fast because we are more connected now. But at the same time, we have also the technology to stop it and the knowledge to stop it. So we have a disadvantage of globalization, closeness, connectedness, but an advantage of better technology.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says voters are in for a late night before learning who win the Territory's election. Locals are heading to the polls today, with some tipping Labor to retain power ahead of the Country Liberal Party. Chief Minister Gunner says it will be a close contest, with the Labor Party campaigning on their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Country Liberal Party candidate Tracy Hayes says she's feeling optimistic.
It's lovely to see everyone out early and keen to get their vote. It's been a really positive reaction. I think we've run a really good campaign. I'm really happy with how it's gone. From our perspective, everything that we have been able to take care of has worked very well.
Russian dissident Alexei Navalny is being flown to Germany after being evacuated from a Siberian hospital where he was treated for suspected poisoning. The 44-year-old is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critics. His supporters believe his tea was laced with poison and that the Kremlin is behind his illness. In the AFL, Carlton has kept its finals hopes alive with a 33-point win over the Gold Coast in the opening round of the Indigenous round in Darwin, the Blues winning 7-8-60 to 4-3-27. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic has decided to take part in tournaments in the United States after staying out of the men's tour for 5 months because of the pandemic. Djokovic is playing in the relocated Cincinnati tournament, which is being staged in New York, before he headlines in next week's US Open. He will be competing in the Grand Slam in the absence of his two biggest rivals, Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer, for the first time in his career. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two and 19. Adelaide, similar conditions, 14. Showers for Melbourne tomorrow, a top of 12. Hobart, showers and 10. Canberra, partly cloudy, 10 degrees. Wollongong, windy and sunny, 16. Sydney, similar conditions, 17. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 18 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 21. A sunny day for Cairns, 29. And Darwin, early fog and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.